Fallon Belfast. Fallon Belfast. He walks into this radio rental shop. He says, I'd like to hire out a TV. The manager says, certainly, which TV would you like? He says, the biggest one in the shop. 48 inch, that'll do lovely. So the manager says, we've got to take some particulars here. He says, what's your name? He gave him his name, what's your address? He told him his address. He says, where do you work? He says, Jesus, I don't work. Oh, no, 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 I'm signing. He says, no. Oh, he says, if I'm working, I couldn't afford a TV. Oh, the manager says, in that case, he says, we couldn't hire you out of TV. He said, I mean, he says, we wouldn't be sure of getting our money because you've no constant employment. Well, stuff it, and he walked out. And he met his friend down the street, and he told the friend what happened. The friend says, well, you were stupid. You shouldn't. When he asked you where you were working, you should have told him you were working in the shipyards. You're making a fortune. Turn a whole pile of lies. He says, don't worry about it. So the next, he went to the next rental shop, and he walked in. He says, I'd like to hire a TV, a big 48 inches in the corner. Certainly, says your man, got to be your name and address. He gave him the name and address. He says, where do you work? He says, I work in the shipyards. He says, I'm taking home £320 a week. He says, the wife's working as well. He says, she's working up in the hospital. He's taking home £150. He says, if a wee girl's a babysit, she's taking home £30 a week, she's out every night. If we boy then does a paper round for four different shops and he's making about £25 or £30 a week, well, pays the money. Oh, geez, no want the money in our house. The man says, that's okay. He says, that no problem. Seems to be no problem. He says, we'll hire you out the TV, surely. He says, we'll send somebody round on Monday. He says, just to check you out. So the father went home anyway, and Monday morning he says to the son, he says, listen, we're all clear now. He says, the wee boy, 7 year old. He says, we're clear now. He says, there'll be a fella coming from the TV shop. He says, he'll be looking for me. Tell him I'm not here. Tell him I'm working in the shipyard, £320 a week. And tell him your mother's not here either. She's up in the hospital. And tell him your sister's gone babysitting or somebody. Whatever. Give him plenty of money anyway. So they all cleared out and the knock come to the door about 11:30. The wee boy went out and opened the door. The boy was standing there. Is your father in? He says, no, he's not. He's away down to the shipyards. He's working down there. He's earning £3,200 a week. As you look at him, he says, mammy's not any there. He says, he's up in the hospital. She's running it now. She's the manager. Taking in a fortune, he says. And my sister's not here now, she's babysitting night and day, 7 days a week. She's earning about £200 a week. He says, you're damn lucky you got me and I'm just in for a cup of teas. I'm doing 15 paper rounds, he says, for 14 different shops. Taking home a fortune. The boy looks down to the wee fella, he says, well, he says, when your father comes home, would you tell him the man from the Social Security calls?